The free guide to healing all four core wounds is available once again, bestie. This is a 10-page ebook that gives you specific affirmations and clear steps to repairing all four wounds: abandonment, guilt, trust, and neglect. Once you download this, it's already your secret weapon that can help you shift out of survival and into thriving in your best life. See why over 5,000 besties have already downloaded it. Get your free copy by visiting buygloriazhang.com/guide or click the link in the show notes for easy access. I hope you love using it as much as I love creating it for you. You're listening to the Inner Child Podcast. So you want to heal your inner child, but you just feel too busy to do it. Maybe you're bogged down by work. Maybe you've got projects going on. Maybe you've got kids. What do you do when there's just never enough time? Well, as someone that pretty much exclusively works with high achievers, I will share in this episode why it's not actually about time, but it's really about your ability to prioritize yourself and breaking the habit of always putting everything and everybody else ahead of you except yourself, and why that is also part of the reason why you need to heal, right after this intro. Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after 10 years of struggling in toxic relationships, I attracted the love of my life by healing my inner child. This podcast is your weekly dose of my expertise as a therapist and dating relationship coach for high achievers. Learn tips to overcome low self-worth, emotional baggage, and childhood trauma so that you too can step into your power and attract the love you desire. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Inner Child Podcast. I am your host, Gloria Zhang. I am a coach, former therapist, and I help high achievers break the cycle of toxic relationships and find the healthy, thriving relationships of their dreams by using the inner child work. So by the time you're listening to this podcast episode, I'm probably lying on the beach in Cuba with my sister. I tried to time things with my team to get these episodes out. By the way, if you thought it was just me running this podcast or this business, that is not true. I have Karina, who is our podcast manager. I have Caressa, who's my assistant. We have other coaches inside the program. There's a lot of people running the show here. All right, it's just my voice. So this episode is really dedicated to all of you high achievers out there who just seem to be perpetually busy and constantly on the go. Another great episode to check out would be episode number 44, which is called Are You Addicted to Chaos? So it's sort of similar as well. So I'm very intimately familiar with this idea, considering the fact that I am a former hustling high achiever. I'm still a high achiever in many regards, but I've learned to embody and make peace and serenity my norm. So I really don't rush all the time. I'm not busy in the sense that I don't have time for important things in my life. And if you're so used to having busyness as your norm, you essentially don't really live life anymore. You're just on autopilot. Everything that should be your priority, your brain thinks is a distraction, which is actually keeping you stuck in that horrible, awful cycle of just putting out fires. So I recently had a new client join the Soulmate program who actually almost didn't join because she thought she was too busy for the program. And I love this example so much. First of all, she is just a wonderful soul, and I'm really excited to start working with her. And secondly, because my interactions and my conversation with her is such a textbook example of a lot of high achievers that I work with, and I think that a lot of people might relate to this. So first and foremost, this episode is not to invalidate anybody who really does have a lot on their plate. My client, for example, has children, has a very busy job. And so naturally, of course, it's going to suck a lot of time out of our schedules, right? I absolutely do not want to invalidate that. Anybody who is in a dire situation, maybe facing unemployment or is going through different crises in their life, we're not trying to invalidate that and saying that you don't have your hands full. Absolutely, you do. But I'm talking about more of this habitual, perpetual pattern of constantly running out of time or constantly always being busy and just not having enough time to prioritize your own healing. So what happened was, upon learning about this program, she actually messaged me and said, "Hey, I think a 6-month program sounds too long. Do you have anything shorter, like a 3-month program or something?" And I kind of sat on this for a little bit. And, you know, I'm always in integrity with who I am and what I offer. And I just gave a very honest answer back and said, "Hello, my love. My honest answer is it would just be out of integrity for me to provide Fansaid solutions when I know that in order for me to work my magic for you inside this program, I need the 6 months." I mentioned that, you know, if she's just not ready for this level of deep work, I have something else coming up this summer. So just side note, I'm actually reopening the original version of the Inner Child Academy. And this time I'm going to be doing it live over the span of a few weeks. It is a basic rudimentary introduction to inner child work that I'm going to be doing this summer. So definitely send me a message if you're interested in getting in. We're doing 50% off just for those initial early birds who want to get into this program. It's super affordable, by the way. But I digress. I just had to be honest with my client in explaining why, for this kind of work, when we are doing this deep rewiring and helping you get that happy, healthy relationship, yeah, I do need more than a few weeks. I need 6 months to really make sure that I can help you become successful and get results, which my clients do. They have wonderful results in the span of a few months because of the patience that goes into this work, right? This is not something that can be done overnight. And if you understand why, then you get it. And so we left it there where she was going to consider the short-term program instead. And then I think she did one of my trainings. She reached back out a couple of weeks later and said, "Oh my God, Gloria, I had an epiphany. I'm exactly what you described in the training video. Yes, I am that chaotic high achiever. And I have to commit myself to this program, right? Because I'm doing it for me." And that was exactly it. She had realized the problem wasn't that she was busy or that it was a 6-month program. The problem was that she was so used to putting herself last. It didn't even occur to her that she deserved to heal for 6 months, right? Like, wow, what a beautiful realization that was for her. And I was so happy for her. And then we resumed the application for Soulmate. We chatted, everything felt aligned. She thought, wow, this is exactly what I'm looking for. And now she's a client and I'm really excited to be working with her. So obviously this is a happy ending story, but I want to bring to your attention a few things that might be coming up for you if you are finding it difficult to prioritize your own needs and your own healing. Now, ultimately, this all boils down to boundaries. Okay, when we've talked about boundaries all throughout this podcast. Now, not surprisingly, this client has had several run-ins with narcissistic people in her life. Okay, and whenever this shows up in my clients, I already know that they're going to have issues with boundaries and that this is something that we're going to work on. So when we say that, "Oh, I just don't have enough time," what we really mean is that we feel powerless and our own ability to say no to some things and say yes to what really matters. We are essentially giving up our power by saying, "I have no control over these things in my life," right? The external situations and circumstances run my life, and therefore I am not an autonomous person in my life. Right? My life is dictated by these emergencies, and therefore there's nothing I can do about it. Right? And nobody actively says this, but I want you to kind of look within and notice how this actually might be coming up for you. And once again, I say this with so much love because I have been there too, right? I've just been always putting everything else for me, taking care of family members, taking care of my friends. You know, if worked call, I was there answering my emails right away. Right? I was at everybody's beck and call constantly. There was no room for me in my own life, right? And it was almost a point where I had to stop and look at myself and say, "I'm in the wrong movie," right? Like, this is not the way that things are supposed to be. And I think my client and several of my clients have had that realization at different points. You know, another thing I'll mention is even in my 6-month program, that the number might sound a bit scary, but we have people in this program who are single mothers and single fathers, people who run their own businesses. I have folks who work at the executive level who every month they're like flying out and working to a different country. I've got another client right now who's a filmmaker and they're always like flying around into different destinations. I got a brand new client who's joining in July who runs like 5 different companies, is in the middle of planning a wedding and is moving to a different country, right? So I guess the point I'm trying to make is busy people still find a way to make this work. Busy people are still able to prioritize their healing because they're making the time for it, right? You understand why I'm saying this, right? I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad by saying, oh, they've got it worse than you. That is not my intention at all. What I'm saying is it possible that if someone else can prioritize something, then maybe you are able to as well, right? Perhaps it is also within your realm of possibility to say no to some things that you might find difficult to say no to, not because those things are actual priorities, but there's a part of you that maybe is afraid of confrontation, or maybe there's a part of you that feels very uncomfortable saying no. That itself, you know, we just had another episode on people are mirrors. Well, things are mirrors too. And perhaps this is illuminating to you the fact that there are things that you need to work on as well, starting with saying yes to certain things and saying no to other things. Now, the second thing I want to talk about is really, I want to empower you to step into the most aligned, the highest version of yourself. Now, once you get into that state, you will quickly, I can almost guarantee you will find that if you are truly in alignment with yourself, there is no way that you wouldn't be prioritizing your own healing. Is the most aligned version of yourself somebody who will let these other external emergencies run the show? Is the most aligned version of you somebody who would leave yourself and your inner child to the last minute to feed on the breadcrumbs after everyone else has been fed? And if that's your current reality, that's okay. It's good to acknowledge and just realize what's going on. If you're not prioritizing yourself, what kind of message is that sending to your inner child? Well, it's sending that message that you're not important enough, right? That you don't matter as much, and that your own well-being comes last on this long list of priorities. You are number 97 at the very bottom. And if you have relationship issues, then it's not surprising to see why that's happening. You can't attract these wonderful relationships that treat you well if you are not treating yourself well, right? That instantly there is a huge disconnect in belief systems and messages. Because why would somebody invest their time and energy in you if you're not investing time and energy in yourself? That's a really big question and something to really chew on. Like, really think about this one. You want somebody to choose you, invest their time and love and energy in you, but you're not willing to even do that for yourself? What kind of messages is that sending out to the world, to the universe, through every fiber of your being? And I know that as a high achiever, the thing that we keep telling ourselves is, oh, once that project is over, then I will take a break, right? Or, oh, once I give money to my father, then I'll start taking care of myself. It's, yeah, how's that been working out for you, right? See, the thing about patterns is that they are patterns. It is not a one-time occurrence, but it is a way of being. It's a habitual way of living your life that is creating these problems. It's not that once other people stop bugging you, you're going to stop having crises. It's only when you stop saying yes to other people's problems, then they're going to stop coming to you. Because every time you just tick off that one more thing, that you say yes to that one more thing, you are teaching everybody around you that you're going to say yes. And guess who the person that they're going to come to is the next time that they need to borrow $20 or they just need to get one thing off their list or they just need one favor. They're going to come to you because that is the direction that you have chosen. That is the example that you have set. And that is what you are teaching people is the norm and what they should expect. Patterns must end with you and not with external circumstances. And I know that in your heart of hearts, you know this is true, right? Like, you know this on the deepest level that this is true. And maybe you're scared of taking that first step, but I'm here to remind you, as I always am, that it just takes practice. It's just a skill where the first couple of times you do it, it's not going to go well. But then the third and fourth time you try it, and then the ninth and tenth time you try it, and then the 50th and the 60th time you do it, then it's going to feel a whole lot better. And it will become your norm. It will become your way of being. It's not there in the future. It's got to start right now. That's what my client did. She chose her right now by committing to it, saying, you know what? I don't know exactly what the next 6 months is going to look like. And it is a bit scary. And maybe I've never committed to myself this way before, but I'm going to make it happen, right? Because I'm realizing that this is what I need. And of course, because our program is literally designed for high achievers, we have structured the entire program to accommodate busy people. So she's going to have no problems. We have different calls in multiple time zones. We're available when you need us. And so people that even travel all the time have no issue committing to the program. And since this is all about habit building, what I do with my clients is we kind of just drill the same core concepts over and over and over again and have you practice these skills with each other and in your own lives until it becomes natural. And you have our support all along the way to make sure that it happens. So we are constantly conditioning and instilling these new beliefs so that you get those results. Now, the final thing I want to leave with you all, if you do struggle with this constant busyness, I teach this to my clients all the time, and it's that whatever you're avoiding is probably the thing that you need to do the most. The reason that you're constantly busy is because you haven't prioritized your healing. You see what I mean? There's a bit of a chicken and an egg situation. Because if you just sit down and do the healing work, then you will probably figure out why you are always constantly busy. And you'll actually be able to get to the root of the program and solve the problem so that you're no longer perpetually busy. Now, because I'm also an entrepreneur, I have a team that works with me and we have an awesome business. Things are delegated properly. I'm never overextending myself, trying to meet deadlines. And I spend most of my time just working with my clients and protecting my energy. And that's the way that I love to do business. And of course, we work with other entrepreneurs inside our programs as well. One of the things I hear all the time is, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. I don't have time to hire someone else inside the business, right? Where, you know, maybe they should be hiring an assistant by now, but they feel so busy that they don't have time to train the new employee. And you see how this is the same problem with being too busy to prioritize your healing. If they just go and hire that person, then they wouldn't be so busy all the time because they will have somebody, a trained assistant, who they can delegate the work to, right? So by prolonging the thing that you're avoiding, you are actually creating this problem. You are perpetuating this problem. It's a very similar thing to a student who might say to me, I'm too busy trying to study. I can't hire a tutor right now. But if you actually hired a tutor, they would be able to help you work through all this so that you wouldn't be so busy studying and overstudying. So a recap for this episode is, number one, if you keep running out of time, it's not really a matter of time, but it's really about your ability to set boundaries and prioritizing the things that actually matter for you. The second one is to really step into the highest, most aligned version of yourself and making sure that you're actually making decisions that are in integrity with what you actually want in life. Right? What kind of message does that send to you and your inner child? If you're always picking up after the breadcrumbs and going last after everyone else. And the third thing, of course, is my personal mantra that whatever it is that you are avoiding is probably the thing that you need to do the most, right? That you're actually creating the problem by not getting the help because you're simply just prolonging what's currently going on. And you're probably having the problem you're having because you're not investing the time and the effort to go and get that help. So if this episode really landed with you and it felt really juicy and you thought, wow, like this is exactly what I'm looking for, definitely check out my soulmate program, my 6-month program for high achievers. That is the best way to work very closely with me. But if you're not ready for that yet, I have a free masterclass called Chosen. And it is a masterclass where you're going to learn about the number one way that high achievers can attract more commitment and deeper connections in their relationships. You can go to buygloriazhang.com/chosen for the free masterclass or buygloriazhang.com/soulmate to learn more about the soulmate program and to apply. If you had any aha moments, definitely leave me a 5-star review on this podcast. Honestly, it really helps me a lot in boosting the ratings. Or just take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram at @bygloriazhang. I love hearing from you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, my lovelies. I will see you all in the next episode. Are you a high achiever or entrepreneur who's thriving in your career but really struggling in your love life? You sound just like I was. I help high achievers just like you break the pattern of toxic relationships through inner child healing so that you can attract and create the secure life partnership of your dreams. Message me the words high achiever to learn about joining Soulmate at @bygloriazhang on Instagram or apply directly on my website, bygloriazhang.com. Thanks for tuning in, bestie. I've got something for you. If you think this show deserves a 5-star review, we'll send you my free Inner Child Starter Kit as a thank you for your support, which contains exclusive wallpapers and resources for you to download. To get your kit, just upload a screenshot of your review on Apple or Spotify to my webpage, buygloriazhang.com/reviews. The link is also in the show notes. There you can also check out my healing sessions and programs at bygloriazhang.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast and I will meet you in the next episode. Mwah!